It is a privilege for me to share this evening
with you. Every
January,
I anxiously look forward to the new leadership team to evaluate whether I mastered the lessons here. For a moment, let's refresh our minds. I am seasoned, I am always experienced.
We believe in being honest, being good, and being a part of our hearts.
Continue to follow God's direction and our focus to the 2012 Doctrine and Covenant.
Personally, I think of you.
For the strength of the youth,
Fill in the current issue. What I'm doing isn't that bad. I'm not a friend or an acquaintance. President Harold B. Lee taught the commandments of God that you are having the most difficulty keeping today. King Benjamin explained, I cannot tell you all the scriptures, but there are various ways and means, even some of which I cannot remember. If you are struggling with keeping the standards and commandments, I encourage you to look for support in the gospel. Read your scriptures. Spend time on the church's official website, lds.org, to answer your questions.
Your church members, those who shine brightly as they live the gospel, pray,
pour out your heart to your heavenly Father who loves you.
Use the gift of
repentance daily. Serve others
Bengidem, ndi tu angpa fioke, idi angpa anamde. Bangu tong sogi bud. Na spirit kenye da fiosong. President Thomas S. Monson, adoga yanyin.
My young friends, be strong. You know what is right and what is wrong. And no disguise, however appealing, can change that. If your
so-called friends
should encourage you to do anything you know to be wrong,
you be the one to make a stand for right, even if you stand alone. Song edem da. Heavenly
Father does not want us to look to the world, following their changes. He wants us to look to Him and follow His unchanging guidance.
He wants us to hear the gospel and live by setting the standard high.
The scriptures provide a great example of this idea. In the book of Judges, in the Old Testament, we learn about Samson.
Samson
was born with great potential.
His
mother
promised
he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of Philistines.
The same thing
Israel
to
look more to the world's temptations than
Samson
God.
He rejoices
because they pleased him well, rather than because those choices were right. Repeatedly, the scriptures use the phrase, and he went down, as they tell of Samson's journeys, actions, and choices. Instead of arising and shining forth to fulfill his potential, Samson was broken from the world, lost his God and power, and died a tragic early death. On the other hand, the scriptures provide the example of Daniel. Daniel was also born with great potential. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6, we read, Daniel was preferred above the presence and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and worldly manners came to Daniel, looking down at the world.
He no longer looked to heaven. Instead of following the king's worldly decree that no one should pray to anyone but the king in the days, Daniel went into his house, and his windows seemed open in his chamber to worship Jerusalem. He kneeled on his knees three times a day and prayed
and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Daniel was not afraid to rise and shine forth in following God's commands.
Although he spent an uncomfortable night in the lion's den
for standing for what was right, he was protected
at last for his obedience.
When King Darius remained Darius in the lion's den next morning, he made a decree that everyone should fear Daniel's God and follow Daniel's example of faithfulness. Truly, Daniel shows us what it means to be a standard for the nations and never lower our standards in the face of worldly temptations. I have been blessed to hear many modern-day examples of youth just like you, who are not afraid to rise and shine forth and allow their light to be seen among their peers. Daniel was one of three members of the church in high school, and the only young woman in the room, she committed to herself and the Lord. She never used another language. And she was paired with young person from her project who had not made the same commitment. She did not lower her standards. She has deemed respect and honor values. Over time, with many gentle and some self-improvement, she learned to form new habits and used cleaner language.
Many people noticed the difference, including his mother,
who thanked Joanna for being a good influence in his son's
life. Ever since Simon
and the Philippines, I met Karen, who shared the experience she had as a Laurel while studying for a bachelor's degree in hotel and restaurant management. A teacher required that every student learn to make and taste the variety of drinks that would be served in their restaurants.
ete ya eye no fo ngwete akekbe dente enam du tom ku fo odi owa ya mo enam ne ngwe tom menero edi kare na ma dogote ke mo edi wonke menero ino kiso ti ke esie
Karen explained.
Karen ma tngete ke ti cha mi ama akod mi nta e mo mi wonke mne mi sine do fo fo
ndin
ka fo dam di dia fyo ke mo wonke se fo di nyam do na wo
I told him.
Then me manting na ye.
I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Then ku fo aba sin ye ni sin won ko fo fo.
Whatever he expected of me.
Then se nye ke yom de. Pe di ya min di trendi boro moro. A mi man ye ma.
I would not fail to live my personal.
Edi edi nam ke min won fo fo boro.
Weeks passed.
Mo de wo ra me be. A wi ki ko ken po ba ye ba boro. Then ke pa tru u se no fo ngwe.
MSU Iboruro. She hesitated to look at her grave.
And I and mommy.
But when she did,
Edie Kini and Yesede Iboruro.
And Yakurete
Kenya, my Boromomi.
I can. I learned through this experience. Then a Yama at the K.
Bucket to bed and on ye. Came my minion song and Dakar.
I
say, young woman.
If I had received a failing grave, I would not regret what I had done.
And yet, they make a candy to unquaffle.
Never fail the Lord's sight.
A dear came when I'm dating, could I'm ready. Iduwe kini imin inamde timpo. Edi mangpiri ban. Dukru mbufu emenyine ekwa ukeme. Mbufedi edi mandito etenyin kenyong. Enye di onwa mbufu. Anyung oma mbufu. Enye kod mbufu ete negede da enyung eyama. Enye enwa mbufu ete ke mwenye mbufu kame yung edi onwa mbufu ke namde mi. Aka miedi ya mbufu enye nukeme ndi ikure mi enye kod mbufu.
And
I told them before, boy, and one of me, and you know them before. Kenyan Jesus Christ,
amen.